This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, L.A. Thanks again to Greg Maddux for joining us here. We're going to do a quickie around the rim, and then we'll get into the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Even though it's the afternoon, it's more of a coda, I should say. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out, put the kids to bed, and go all the way around the rim.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
That kind of show,
rain dance, but it's provocative. It gets the people going. Oh, so man, Mavs in action tonight. Let's see if
Mavs
they
need oxygen. Is that what you're about to say?
They need a lot of life. They need something, dude. This has been absolutely pathetic.
It's tough.
Every single outlet is writing about the Mavs in a negative way.
Yeah.
And it's all about effort. Lack of effort, easy to see with this team, not just against the Pacers, but really in each of the Mavs' most recent losses, is one article that I read today. It's gotten so bad that since the All-Star break, Mavs have ranked dead last in defense. They allow 126 points a night, and it's something that's frustrating because the perimeter defense allows the fourth most wide open three since the All-Star break. That's 22.3 a game. So you look at teams like Cleveland, who had so much success, Indiana the other night, and Miami's a team that'll beat up on you tonight if they don't find a way to clean that up. The thing that's annoying, though, and we mentioned this in the open, is a couple weeks ago, Mavs on that seven-game winning streak, they had the number one defense in the league. So they've, and Jason Kidd's even said it, we've got the personnel now to do this. Teams are working right at Luka. We know Kyrie's a little bit undersized, but as soon as you start to maybe get Luka a little bit fatigued, maybe he's starting to complain about the refs. You've got, as Tim Cato wrote, your worst offensive players are lining up in the corner for corner threes where Luka will kick out to them. Now they've got to run and get back defensively, and they've got further to travel than anybody else. So now you've got matchups where your lesser defenders are having to go up against some of the better offensive players. These are issues that Jason Kidd needs to figure out and how to correct. Maybe it is playing less minutes for certain guys. You go ahead and just shorten the bench a little bit. Is Gafford going to get a start over Derek Lively? These are all things we'll have to see tonight. But goodness gracious, you're in big-time danger of having a similar scenario happen this time a year ago. They're in the postseason. They fade down the stretch. They fall completely out of the play-in with 20 games left. It's put-up-or-shut-up time. And we got guys like Tim Legler today saying he thinks Jason Kidd's in trouble.
Well, I think if you talk to people in the Mavs, they would tell you that they understand they're not very good defensively. They have to do things. They think about maybe playing too many guys, as you mentioned. The rotations probably haven't been right. I can't say they've had the Cleveland game. I felt like was bad luck. A guy sinks a 59-foot shot to win the game. That game right there had playoff intensity. It was going back and forth. Both teams were trying to find a way to win. I kind of felt like, and then the next night, the Mavs gave a really good effort to get a victory. So it kind of felt like, well, maybe they put it behind them.
Oh, against Toronto?
Against Toronto. Yeah. But that might have taken something out of them. But they just haven't been the same team. They haven't been the same team, and they haven't when. When they don't shoot well, it's a problem. When they don't give defensive effort, and I'll say this, I think there are times where they play with good effort. I don't think they do it enough.
No, it's not consistent.
It's not. They need a stop. They get a stop. They're going to need another stop. They can't get the stop. They need another stop. They can't get the stop. Teams are going to hit shots on you, and they've had some teams hit some pretty spectacular shots on them. Cleveland, Pacers, those guys, I mean, they get deep into a shot clock and they hit a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't get frustrated. And I think what happens to this team, it's not a very, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, it's not a very mentally tough team. They just don't have those glass eaters. And I mean, glass eaters is a football term of those guys that it just, you know, or basketball, they talk about slap the floor, play defense kind of guy.
Yeah, they're easily distracted. They're easily taken off of their game.
When things go a little sideways for them, they don't handle that very well. And you can see the frustration, the body language, all those things come into play. And so this team, and I don't know how you get around that. I don't know how you get around not being frustrated. But, you know, they've got to learn to play through adversity.
Yes.
And they don't do that very well right now.
No, and Jason Kidd talks about, you know, this is a great challenge. We've got the personnel. We'll see how we fight through this stuff. Well, yeah you got it. You got a good team at home tonight on national TV in the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
How do they come out and respond? And they need a good – they need to get a win. I mean, they are desperate for a victory.
Yeah.
And we'll see how they do it tonight. Karl-Anthony Towns being evaluated for a meniscus injury. So that definitely could be a difference maker in the West when you look at the Wolves right now at the top spot. And the Nets have ruled out Ben Simmons for the season with an ongoing back issue. Another season lost for Ben Simmons. Now you've got his agent who is taking responsibility for this, saying, yeah, it's my fault, basically, that he's got a bad back. He hasn't allowed him to see the right specialists. He works so hard. Maybe he's working too much. This is just a reoccurring theme. I don't think maybe the agent's just trying to save his job by saying
this. I think the agent was trying to, he understands that everybody's going to sling the arrows at the player, and he's trying to deflect that.
Mm.
And so I would venture to say that's kind of where we're at right now with that.
LeBron said he's going to be all right after he left yesterday with an ankle injury in a Lakers loss as well to the Kings, 130-120. So all things to monitor as we move forward, and hopefully the Mavericks can get themselves a victory tonight at the AA. See, if you're heading out there, make sure you go see my friends at the Operators Club. Just a shout-out to them. Okay, coming up next, we've got the C-Note or the C-Nota, Cowboys News of the Afternoon. Got Cowboys Mock Draft Roundup. Which draft targets saw their stock rise after the combine? And maybe don't get overly excited about these free agents.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.